Hi, I'm Fred Kasten. Welcome to Jazz New Orleans here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Another Jazz Fest preview tonight, concentrating on the remainder of this weekend and Thursday and Friday of next weekend at the 45th Annual New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. We've got an extended conversation as well coming up with our Player of the Week, the great jazz vocalist Renee Marie, who headlines at the festival tomorrow, and whose new, widely acclaimed CD is a tribute to Eartha Kitt titled I Wanna Be Evil.
Every song on this CD is either sexy or outrageous
right.
or sensuous or wicked. You know, it's just so much fun. I've never had as much fun with any other CD than I have with this one.
Lots more coming up with Renee Marie in just over 45 minutes here on Jazz New Orleans. Right now, banjo maestro Don Vampy and his Creole Jazz Serenaders from Banjo a la Creole, Santa Lucia Nights.
Thank you.
Don Vappi, Banjo a la Creole is the CD's source, Santa Lucia Night. Check out Don at Jazz Fest tomorrow. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. New Orleans Public Radio, I'm Fred Caston with a Jazz Fest preview concentrating on the rest of this weekend, Thursday and Friday of next week at the Jazz Fest. Still to come, we'll be hearing from Dr. Lonnie Smith, the Big Easy Award-winning Preservation Hall Jazz Band, the great Branford Marcellus, and the very, very talented Nicholas Payton, just four of 20 or so artists left to enjoy on Jazz New Orleans tonight. Jazz New Orleans is made possible in part thanks to the generosity of anonymous New Orleans music lovers and the music lovers at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro, 626 Frenchman Street. Complete schedule information available at snugjazz.com. Here's the great cornetist Connie Jones in the company of clarinet wizard Tim Lachlan from their If Dreams Come True CD with something by Walter Donaldson, who composed over 600 tunes, including My Buddy, My Blue Heaven, Making Whoopee, and You're Driving Me Crazy. This one is It's Been So Long. Thank you. Was the first and quite possibly only student at Sidney Bechet's Academy of Music in Brooklyn, the great multi-reed man Bob Wilbur, saxophonist and clarinetist par excellence, Rosetta, and Dr. Michael White, who has played with Bob Wilbur on many occasions, with George Lewis's St. Philip Street Breakdown. Bob Wilbur appears at Jazz Fest tomorrow, and Dr. Michael White, first of two appearances, on Sunday. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. It's a New Orleans Public Radio Jazz Fest preview. I'm Fred Kasten. Thanks for stopping by. Jazz New Orleans is made possible in part thanks to Caraway LeBlanc, LLC, where attorneys Katie Caraway and Anne-Marie LeBlanc help clients with health care, personal, and business law concerns. 504-566-1912. And Promenade Fine Fabrics, for over 46 years offering European couture fabrics, and now with an expanded selection of Hyman Hendler ribbon. 1520 St. Charles Avenue. Here's drummer Stanton Moore, best known for his role with the great funk band Galactic, but who has a great jazz trio these days, featuring pianist David Torkanowski and bassman James Singleton. Catch the Stanton Moore Trio at Jazz Fest on the Thursday of the festival, May 1st. This is Stanton Moore with James Singleton's Lauren Z.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine, I'm with you rain or shine, I'm with you rain or shine.
Kermit Ruffins with a very hip tune by the late, great New Orleans pianist and composer Ed Frank, Fruit Punch. And Jeremy Davenport, Johnny Mercer's Come Rain or Come Shine. Catch Jeremy and Kermit both at Jazz Fest tomorrow. It's a Jazz Fest preview here on Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Fred Kasten. Very nice to have you along for tonight's second of three Jazz Fest previews. One more next Friday night. Tonight we're focusing on the rest of this weekend and Thursday and Friday at the festival next weekend. Up next, someone who'll be out there on the Thursday, the great B3 man, Dr. Lonnie Smith. Here he is with Marvin Gaye's Trouble Man. Thank you. Nightcrawlers is Steve Mazikowski's Sidewalk Strut. Catch the Nightcrawlers out at Jazz Fest next Thursday, May 1st. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org, New Orleans Public Radio. A Jazz Fest preview. I'm Fred Kasten, and it's time now for our Player of the Week conversation with vocalist Renee Marie. Renee Marie grew up in Virginia in a home filled with singing and records.
My father and mother were either bursting out into song just extemporaneously, you know, or there was always music playing on the record player.
Classical, blues, calypso, folk, Renee Marie was exposed to a wide variety of music growing up. She harmonized with her six siblings, took a couple of years of piano lessons, and was profoundly influenced in high school by an Up With People performance.
They came to the school, and I was just so excited when they finished their concert, you know. I went home and I told my mom I wanted to quit school and join the group. But I was just, you know, very enthusiastic about it. And she gave me one of those withering stares, like, have you lost your mind completely?
Oh, man.
I couldn't understand why she said no. I was heartbroken. But I didn't really have this plan. I didn't have, like, one day I'm going to be on a stage. It wasn't so much that. It was just I loved to sing, and I couldn't stop myself from singing no matter where I was or what I was doing. And that followed me on into the year I got married, which I was 18, right out of high school, and married my high school sweetheart. And it stayed with me the entire time we were married, just writing songs, little singing lullabies to my sons, making up little ditties. It was just, I couldn't let go of it, and it didn't let go of me.
Renee had met her husband-to-be in a band, but after they married, then became Jehovah's Witnesses, they pursued music on the down low, mostly at home, and Renee got deeply into three jazz vocalists.
Three main cassette tapes back then is what I was listening to. And it was Cleo Lane, Sarah Vaughan, and Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, well.
And gosh, I just sang those. I mean, I played those songs for years, over and over. My sons grew up listening to those three albums. And I learned so much from each one of the singers, not knowing that I was learning. I was just having fun and trying to sound like they did. But I was learning all the different things I could do with my voice and all the different things a voice can do.
Renee was developing formidable jazz chops, and just after she turned 40, at the urging of her oldest son, began to sing in a friend's jazz quintet. That eventually led to an ultimatum from her husband, whose controlling, abusive behavior had long troubled their marriage. He demanded she abandon imminent recording plans and cancel all her gigs, or not come home.
Usually I didn't talk back. I would just say, okay. But this time I spoke up and said, there's a third option. I can go to the studio tomorrow, and then I'm coming back home because my name is on the deed to this house, just like yours is. And as soon as I said it, I wanted to grab those words out of the air and stuff them back in my mouth. Because I couldn't believe I'd said that to him. That was, like, unheard of. And he told me, basically, that if I did that, that I would have hell to pay. And I asked him if he was threatening me, and he said it was not a threat, it was a promise. And that was when I decided, okay, I don't want to live with somebody who tells me that if I proceed on this path, that I can expect to have hell to pay. That's just not cool for me. And that was the door that opened for me, that the one I needed to open so I could walk through it, because I certainly would not have left under any other circumstances. I don't think I ever would have.
Renee Marie made the record, kept the gigs, got a divorce, and soon won professional acclaim. She now tours the world, playing top festivals and prestigious venues. Her latest CD, her 10th, is a salute to Eartha Kitt. It's titled, I Want to Be Evil.
Every song on this CD is either sexy or outrageous
right.
Or sensuous or wicked. You know, it's just so much fun. I've never had as much fun with any other CD than I have with this one.
Here is Renee Marie from I Want to Be Evil with Love to Eartha Kitt. Cole Porter's Let's Do It.
When the little bluebird who has never said a word starts to sing, spring, spring. When the little bluebell in the bottom of the dell starts to ring, ting, ting. When the little blue clerk in the middle of his work sings a song to the moon. It is nature that is all, simply telling us to fall in love.
educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians, and let's do it. Honey, let's do it, let's fall in love. The Dutch and old Amsterdam do it. Not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it. Just think of Siamese twins. Some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston and even beans do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The nightingales in the dark do it. Larks crazy for a lark do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Canaries caged in the house do it. When they're out of season, even grouse do it. I wanna do it. I wanna fall.
Oh!
our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week, singer Renee Marie, from her recent I Want to Be Evil with Love to Eartha Kitt CD, Cole Porter's Let's Do It. Renee Marie is at Jazz Fest tomorrow afternoon, then at Snug Harbor for shows at 9 and 11 tomorrow night.